This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
The president was tweeting that yesterday. This morning on Easter morning before church, also went on Twitter. He said this: Mexico is doing very little, if not nothing. It's stopping people from flowing into Mexico along their southern border and then into the U.S. They laugh at our dumb immigration laws. They must stop the big drug and people flows, or I will stop their cash flow. NAFTA, need wall, exclamation point. Rich, what do you think's going on here? The president didn't get funding for his wall. His base is upset, and now we see this sort of hardening of his line on immigration.
Leland, happy Easter. I think the president has this unique ability. Donald Trump makes the blue states act more blue. And what I mean by that is you take Brown's actions, right? Pardoning people, including a kidnapper, so that they don't have to face deportation. And, you know, Trump knows he's never going to win California, but he doesn't have to as long as he can win Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan. And ask yourself this question, you know, are blue-collar workers in those states, are they going to side with Trump on this issue or Jerry Brown, who says, you know what, we're going to pardon you so that you don't have to be deported?
You view this sort of as a purely political calculation by the president to try and push things. Okay, and I'm just going out on the limb here, Kyle. You probably agree with that.
So when it comes to these pardons and commutations, I think we're having a little bit of a false debate here, because there were 56 pardons and 14 commutations, and 95% of them were for nonviolent drug offenders.
I'm not talking about the pardons and commutations. I'm talking about President Trump here. Do you think this is a political calculation on his part that your fellow friend here, Rich, said that the president has viewed this as a way to sort of drive a wedge in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin? Does that work? If so, how do Democrats try and counter it?
Perhaps it's a political calculation, but in all seriousness, parts of what he said in that tweet, I hope, are not political calculations. I wish he would pull out of NAFTA. NAFTA has absolutely destroyed middle-class families all across this country, and President Trump talks a good game on trade deals. He often says that he's going to stop doing the dumb trade deals that hurt working families all across this country, but I've seen very little action on that front. In fact, there's been 83,000 jobs that have been outsourced under President Trump's first year. So I wish that a lot of this wasn't talk, but unfortunately it is.
Okay, well, this seems to have meandered into some very different places than I thought it would, but we'll go ahead and take a listen to the president today as he headed to church. Take a listen.
The Democrats blew it. They had a great, great chance, but we'll have to take a look. But Mexico has got to help us at the border. They flow right through Mexico. They send them into the United States. Can't happen that way anymore.
Well, this is a big problem that's heading to the border here right now, and the president sees this, and interesting that Democrats aren't seeing this, or the whole country, as a national security issue. You've got something like 1,200 and growing number of people, you know, coming from Honduras, and they're on a month-long trek. It's all part of this, People Without Borders campaign that is taking place, which has been organized by a group of volunteers. And they're just marching on through, through Mexico. And this is what the president's asking for help here. I mean, if you're a friendly neighbor, what are we doing here? You're just going to, let them, pass on through. And now they're going to be a problem here, as if we don't have enough problems already at the border and enough problems already in trying to understand what we're going to do, with this kind of... in a sense, what they're looking for is refugee status, and they're calling the question here. And so can our country handle this? How do we respond to this? So this is what the president's asking for, but this is going greatly underreported, and the Democrats are happy because they're waiting for the big confrontation at the border to try to make Donald Trump look bad. But, really, it's our whole country. I mean, this is all hands on deck. bipartisan issue that's being ignored by Democrats and by the media right now, and they're just waiting until it comes to its final climax here at the California border, or the United States border anyway. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 after.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Megan Bark joins us. Yes, the proprietor founder of ReaganBabe.com. Miss Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Day after, I trust you had a happy Easter. Fun was had by all.
I did. Yeah, I ate too much.
Well, I got to tell you, there's no doubt. The temptation are the jelly beans. I do have a weakness, and I just said no. You know, because I didn't want to be back and, you know, with the group saying, hi, my name is Bill. It's been 3 days, 22 minutes, and 32 seconds since I had my last jelly bean.
Well, good for you. I wish I had the willpower.
Well, no, hey, remember, it's only 3 days, okay?
Okay.
So, doing the best I can.
Baby steps.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, a great Easter, a great time. Boy, I'll tell you, Faith-Based Films have done really well. 3 weeks in a row. Of course, this past weekend was God's Not Dead 3, the third installment of the series. Great music, too. We've been playing Kirk Franklin, and the Newsboys got together to do the theme song. And I'll tell you, it is awesome. I mean, they did a great job with the theme song and reworking that. Of course, I Can Only Imagine continues to do record numbers, surprising Hollywood, all the elites there. And, you know, Jim Caviezel's film, too, Paul the Apostle of Christ. So three good movies in a row for the Easter season. And, you know, and meanwhile, then, you know, on CNN, they're running the Kennedy family special, which I think is quite interesting. Could be a setup for the midterms here. Maybe, you know, trying to get people to remember, you know, the blue dog Democrats and, you know, the Kennedy Democrats. But they are far and few between these days.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was actually on Twitter, as I am every day, but it was yesterday morning, I believe. And CNN, of course, tweets out about this Kennedy special that they're running. And the tagline of the special is something like, Kennedy had many affairs while president, did one of them connect them to the mafia? They called him a legend. It's something like legendary. I was trying to find the tweet, and I can't find it right now. But this is the difference, okay? So while Kennedy was president, he had many, many affairs. CNN calls him a legend and says he's legendary. Donald Trump allegedly had an affair as a private citizen, not while president. And it is wall-to-wall coverage. It is the scandal of the century, and that they basically berate the man for nearly a week with the Stormy Daniels
I'm glad we didn't hear a whole lot of that over the weekend. You know, it's kind of cycled out. It's, you know, maybe it's run its course. Because there's just not, you know, it's like the Russian collusion, you know. They're going to chew on that bone as long as they can get away with it. But it's like, okay, enough already. It's, you know, people aren't interested. In fact, even CNN was a bit embarrassed. They brought in some evangelical females and thinking that, oh, they were really going to castigate this president. And they were surprised with the response.
Yeah, here's the headline. JFK had a legendary love life. Did one of his affairs connect him with the mob? I mean, this is CNN, mm-hmm. as they say.
Well, of course.
Yeah, and of course, we can't expect any less. And you know, this kind of brings me, if I may, segue to my next point regarding the hysteria of the press. We can also transfer that to the hysteria of many sponsors. I think it's up to 25 that have now dropped Laura Ingraham.
Mm-hmm.
And I also am the co-chair of Media Equalizer. Mm-hmm. I just started with them actually just a week ago. So this is one of my first.
And they put you in the top chair right away. That's great.
I got baptized by fire. However, we have Laura, who is a conservative voice, much like Sean Hannity, of course, because mm-hmm. conservative voices are the target of the progressive left.
Sure.
And if Laura loses her show, she will lose her voice. And then who's next?
Mm.
Which one of us?
Well, exactly.
I could be next. We might as well, Bill Cunningham, whoever. We might as well all line up against the wall like we're in a firing squad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know.
We're all targets.
Well, Laura, between, you know, all the other assets she has, Lysette, you know, her radio show, and, you know, my question is whether or not Fox has the intestinal fortitude to hold the ground on this. Look, this is going to happen. You know, the divisiveness of the country is such that, you know, anybody's going to find a reason, you know, to come after you. In fact, I'm surprised that, you know, there wasn't more pushback on, you know, issues of Easter and, you know, talking about, you know, religion and hearing, you know, Jesus on the air, and, you know, because you get people that want to push back on everything. So, it's up to conservatives, it's up to everybody to really, you know, circle the wagons around, you know, around the people that we want to hear from. And, yes, you know, I think that what Laura said was a bit imprudent, but, again, that's where, this is the marketplace that we're in these days. And you have to be careful about, you know, how you attach certain things, you know, and how you go after certain things. And yes, a bit, you know, this stuff's annoying, what some of these kids are saying, and you know that they're kids. And in fact, they're, what the Red State, and I think the Hill is also, is saying, you know, look at, where are the parents? You know, let's bring in the parents. We've been saying, you know, you and I talked last week. We said, look at, we need some adults in the room to step up and really, you know, kind of, you know, pull this in a little bit, because these kids are getting carried away. They're really, you know, it's silly, some of the things, and irresponsible, some of the things that they're spouting out there. But, you know, CNN's giving them a platform, and fake news is giving them a platform. And to what end here? These kids are going to be greatly frustrated when they realize that, you know, the NRA isn't going anywhere. And even though you have a former justice, a Supreme, you know, out there saying, well, you know, hey, we just want to get rid of the Second Amendment. Okay, all right. Well, you know, at least you're being honest. We know what you guys want to do. And so that is the opposing viewpoint. Is this is all about, you know, a gun takeaway, a gun control, and listen to what they say. They always say, you know, they always tell you what they're going to do by telling you what they're not going to do, right? You know, we're not here to take away your guns. No, as soon as they say that, that's exactly what they want to do.
Yeah, when someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Mm, yes.
And the goal of the quote-unquote progressive left is progressive censorship.
Mm.
Because if they can take away our guns, you can bet your bottom that they're going to take away our voices.
Right.
The Second Amendment is attached to the First Amendment and vice versa. And the Progressive Party and their funded organizations are using children to push this censorship narrative. It is not about school safety. It is about disarming and silencing the opposition.
And more than that, Megan, it goes down to, look what they're attacking. ultimately they're going after the Constitution. We've heard this for a while. Barack Obama said the Constitution was elastic. The Founding Fathers really didn't mean what they wrote, and it needs to be reevaluated in the context of the 21st century. Oh, really? In your brilliance, that's your theory. Well, it doesn't work that way, but that is their desire, to obliterate the Constitution. And what do we replace it with? That's the big question. It isn't anything like America looks like today, let me tell you. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, more from Megan after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I wanna live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
I can't push back the mountains. He said I'm
Hey, back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth is with us, proprietor, founder of ReaganBabe.com. Also, co-chair, just like that, of Media Equalizer. Megan, you know, I want to wrap this thing up a little bit here, because in terms of, you know, the weaponization of advertisers and what, you know, this current roster is doing, some 25, you say, sponsors now have left Laura Ingraham. And this is all dangerous. I mean, this, and everybody needs to see this for what it is. When, you know, whether it's on a college campus, any other venue, any place in the public square where speech is stifled, and if I don't agree with you, then I'm going to be weaponized to hurt you in some form or fashion. In this case, it happens to be, you know, the advertisers walking out. You know, conservatives, I agree with you, need to take a stand on this and say, look, this is unacceptable. And we need to ask, you know, whoever it is, whether it's Fox News, anybody for that matter, to have the courage to push back on this. And even the advertisers, you know, you got to let the advertisers know, hey, look, if you leave Laura, then you're going to do it at you're going to feel the other side, because right now, the tail is shaking the dog, and there's not a support coming back, enough support coming back from the other side to say, hey, look, it's, you know, we got 100 emails here from these people that are all fired up, and we're going to make a corporate decision based on these 100 people. Well, how about 1,000 conservatives firing off emails to counterbalance that 100?
Well, and everyone that's listening can go to the newmovement.org, and we have all the list of advertisers and sponsors who have left. We have automated emails that can be just be copied and sent, automatic tweets that can be copied and sent, and we started the hashtag campaign Stand With Laura, much like we started a year ago, a Memorial Day weekend. This time it was Easter weekend. They always pick holidays. Stand With Sean. So we saved Sean Hannity.
Right.
We saved Sean Hannity. Conservatives and even liberals rose up and saved Sean Hannity. This is not a partisan issue.
Yes.
This is a censorship-free speech issue. Because like I said before we went to break, the goal of the progressives through their organization called Media Matters. Media Matters is a George Soros, David Brock company that all they do is monitor speech. And if somebody says something that they don't like with their $15 million budget, annual budget, they will send out the progressive hounds and put pressure on sponsors.
Yes.
They've done it before. This is their MO, and now they're doing it to Laura. This is straight up censorship. Because like I said, if Laura goes
equal opportunity, and both sides of the aisle need to appreciate this, and we need to push back just like we did for Sean Hannity and anybody for that matter. There have been liberals. I mean, whether it's Bill Maher, others, look at his freedom of speech, you know, our First Amendment right. This is what this is all about. But even more so, like I said, this goes to the very core of our Constitution and this Democratic Republic. Megan, going off into looking at Sunday, the talk shows, what stood out for you? I mean, there was a lot covered here from, you know, from Russia, immigration, DACA, there was a lot happening. But what stuck out in particular for you?
Well, I'm finally happy that the president said DACA is done. It's over. Thank God. Okay, let's get on with it.
Right.
You know, he offered a great deal to the Democrats, but they don't want the deal because they want to make this an issue of fear related to the 2018 midterms. Because the Democrat Party operates in a cycle and a cyclone of fear.
Right.
Because if you have somebody that's fearful, just like the Parkland students, they can be easily manipulated and they can become easily dependent. And the more dependent a voter, the happier the Democrat. And so we are looking at an invasion along our southern border. Thousands of people from Honduras are supposedly going to breach our border in the name of social justice. And if we do not line up a human shield of our military and National Guard, since we don't have the wall built yet, or there are obviously holes in the border where they can just illegally cross, They will cross and they will claim refugee status.
Exactly.
And they will ask for asylum. Thank you, Barack Obama. Because if Barack Obama can open the borders, why in the heck can't we close the borders?
Exactly. Well, and you know, President Trump's tweet to Mexico is, where are you? As a friendly neighbor, it's like you're just like a bullfighter with the red cape, just saying ole and letting him pass through. There's no assistance in between. It's just, hey, go ahead and storm the border. And speaking of the progressive movement, and boy, they're licking their chops here because they know this is all going to come to a climax. And this is going to be all the more indictable, supposedly, against Donald Trump. But I'm saying, look, this is a bipartisan issue. Where are the Democrats at the border on this?
The Democrats want more Hondurans. Are you kidding me? That's more dependency. That's more low-skilled labor. That's more people that don't speak English. That's more people that can become dependent on the government.
In the midst of us having our own problems right now, trying to figure out the complexity and the problems that have been created over the years with kicking the can down the road with the immigration problem. That's why we are right now. And so all we need is a bunch more refugees coming into the country when we don't even have the foundational issues established and agreed upon.
Look, I'm not going to call them refugees. Okay, that is the euphemistic term that the Democrats now have been calling them. If it's not undocumented immigrants, it's refugees. Okay, they're illegal aliens. They are illegally trying to cross our border. This is not some sort of refugee program where we've gone into, say, Syria or Venezuela or any other third world hellhole and said, you know what, folks, or Haiti, for example, we're going to give you temporary protection. You're going to be a refugee. We're going to take you in. You know, the last time we granted temporary protection was to the Haitians. They were given a temporary protection access, I think it's called. Now, of course, they want to permanently stay here. We also did that to El Salvador when they had an earthquake back in the 90s. Those people are still here. Temporary.
Yeah, exactly. 30 years later in some of these cases.
They're still here. They've had anchor babies. Now they don't want to be deported because they're children. This is the only country they've ever known. Well, excuse me, you're going to be temporary. But they knew. They used the laws, and the Democrats use the laws and manipulate the laws real well. If they can have kids while they're here, they'll have American citizens, and it'll be that much more difficult to send them back after their temporary protection has expired.
Yeah, you know, well, the problem is government, again, the government is so big, it can't stay on top of this. I mean, who was watching the gate here, or who was watching the clock on the temporary status of these refugees? And 30 years later, somebody goes, oh yeah, by the way, what happened? Well, 30 years later, are you kidding me? I mean, you've got a whole new generation of refugees that have been raised up, and now what are you faced with? Oh, you're going to be heartless and send them back home and cancel their temporary nature? I mean, this is the thing where reasonable people have to look to the Democrats and progressives who have created this problem and have added to the problem. They're not helping the cause here at all.
Well, they don't want to help.
No, it's their cause. Yes, that's right.
Dependency. This is their cause. They do not want high-skilled English-speaking immigrants. They want low-skilled, non-English-speaking immigrants because that creates more dependency.
Yeah, and they don't know better, and so they just keep voting Democrat at the expense of everybody else. And meanwhile, it is our kids who do not have jobs. It is our kids that are suffering, and even ourselves. We're being compromised at the expense of the agenda of progressives. But America needs to wake up and see this. Megan Barth, appreciate all the great work. ReaganBabe.com is where you want to go. And thank you as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And MediaEqualizer.com. Thanks, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. And if you are so inclined, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. That is my direct personal email. Comes to me direct. Jordan Goodman joins us now. America's Money's Answers Man, a nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill. Very volatile environment we're in.
Boy, I'll tell you, is it, huh? What's going on here? I mean, there's the trade wars, there's this whole thing. I mean, one minute you're hearing good news and the market responds in a positive way. Next time it's negative. Boy, what's a roller coaster ride?
That's really what's driving people. I mean, on the negative side, if, in fact, the $60 billion that President Trump has put on China causes retaliation, they've already talked about retaliating $3 billion, and then it goes back and forth, and it really doesn't descend into a trade war, and then you bring in Europe and Canada and everybody else. That is really, really bad for the worldwide economic outlook, and that's when the stock market falls so much. That could go the other way. I mean, maybe by playing hardball, they, in effect, blink, and that would be the best. I mean, it is in both countries' interests to have more trade rather than less.
Exactly.
So say China does blink and say, no, we don't want to have these tariffs going on. We'll respect your intellectual property. We'll close down all these steel and aluminum mills that are putting out more aluminum than anybody needs. And we'll be part of a good performing member of the World Trade Organization. The stock market would soar dramatically if that happened.
Right.
And maybe that's what it takes. I mean, they've been getting away with murder here for a long time, Bill.
Yeah, people have been saying this for, you know, yeah, for decades. They've been complaining about this, but now we've got a president who's willing to do something about it. The question at the end of the day is it going to be worth all the grief?
Well, I hope so, because the other direction, having an actual trade war, you know, I've been to China, and a big part about the Chinese culture is saving face. Okay, Trump is like pushing it in their face. It's very hard for them to back down and to look like they're weak or something. That's just not the way they think in China. So it's going to be a big change, and almost the same thing in North Korea. I mean, it's kind of a could go one way or the other. It could all of a sudden peace could break out, and you know that Kim says he's going to denuclearize, and everything would be wonderful, and world peace breaks out, and Kim and Trump go get the Nobel Peace Prize together. That would be wonderful.
On the other hand,
it could go the other way, and it could break up in a very volatile, nothing getting done, and then the military tension goes up even more. So we have these two kind of binary events here, go one way or the other, and that's what the market's so worried about right now.
Well, Jordan, you know, like you say, you've been to China, and have you ever been to Spain, like the song goes?
I've been to Spain.
Well, good. Spain. He has been to Spain. Well, anyway, but China's situation, I mean, we're hearing that it's not like they're in the best of economic ways either. So I would think that if there was ever a time where, you know, America should call the question, it would be now. Some have suggested it's a little bit of a game of chicken, but I would think right now, possibly, America has the heavier car than China.
I would say it's 50-50. I mean, they do have a $375 billion surplus with us. Obviously, we're a major customer for all of what they sell. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want to bite the hand that feeds you to some extent. On the other hand, they lend us a ton of money, about $2 trillion in treasuries that they own. They say, well, maybe they're going to stop buying our treasuries. That would make our interest rates go up. We need each other is what it comes down to.
But the other thing, Jordan, speaking of the money, we still have never reconciled $1 trillion that they've owed us, you know, probably for almost 100 years now.
That's true. That was a while ago.
Yes. But, you know, the thing is the U.K. got their money. America didn't get theirs. I mean, what are we doing? Are we running a kind of a sidebar book on it and running up interest? And I got to imagine.
Well, I think we forgot about it. I mean, after the Russian Revolution, 1917, they defaulted on their debts, too. Mm-hmm. So we're going to collect that one, too? I mean, we could go back to a lot of countries that have stiffed us. You know?
Yeah, why not?
The important thing is right now, are we going to have these or not? And it could go either way. I mean, my sense would be that it's not going to get resolved, that the Chinese are not going to give in, that we are going to have a trade war, that Trump is going to follow through on what he's talked about as far as tariffs. When they came into him with tariffs, they said, oh, let's do $30 billion. No, let's do $60 billion.
Yeah, right.
He really wants to hit him hard, you know.
Right. Well, you know, again, like what happened with NATO, nobody asked a question, you know, to ask them to pay up according to their commitment, and they said, well, nobody's asked, so now they're starting to pay, which is good.
Right.
So maybe this is what it's all about, and of course, it would seem that, you know, Trump kind of laid a little bit of a foundation here with Xi. I mean, they've got a little bit of a relationship. I mean, they've broken bread a couple of times together. Maybe there's some...
A little bit. And you know, he just took over as emperor for life, so he doesn't
worry
about elections.
Right.
Let's put it this way. He has the power to change things. Mm-hmm. If Xi says, okay, I don't want to get into a trade war, let's treat each other nicely and have more trade rather than less, be better with intellectual property, not dump steel and aluminum, you know, do the things that we're asking for, and we have more of an open trade policy. That's good. Now, this just happened yesterday in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
We had some very tough sanctions on Korea, particularly they were dumping aluminum, and they came to a trade agreement that Trump thinks is a good deal. So
under
the kind of big stick, I guess you might say, Korea just, in effect, caved in. So it worked in the case of Korea. China's a much bigger animal, but maybe it can work with them, too.
Well, and I'm optimistic. I really am, Jordan. I just think that you know, Trump is smart enough that, like in any deal, you want to keep people at the table. And right now, you've got him at the table. We're having conversation here. And I think Xi, in his heart of hearts, has to realize that you've taken advantage, you know, of America for, what, three decades at least? So maybe it's about time to... you know, like you said, consider being a good partner with America, and also being a positive partner with the rest of the international community, because it's not just been America that he's created some havoc with. I mean, it's been the international community, has it not?
Right. Well, they joined the World Trade Organization in 2002, and there's been several cases found against them for stealing intellectual property, for dumping. And they just haven't followed through on it. They just haven't agreed and changed their ways. Mm-hmm. So that would be the easiest way, kind of the space-saving way, is to go through the WTO. But when you get an agreement, to follow through on it, which they have not been doing. They know they've been cheating
right.
a long time, but they've been able to get away with it. So it's a big, high-stakes game of chicken, I guess you might say.
Yeah, it is. Well, whether it's them or Korea, they've been able to plead plausible deniability or whatever and get away with it, business as usual. And, you know, America has always been kind of nervous about, well, we don't want to shake things up too much here. We're going to cause some sort of trade war. When it's, you know, a trade war seems to really put it in that arena where it can create, you know, whenever you mention war with anything, that makes people nervous, does it not?
This is what happened in the 30s.
Yes.
I mean, hopefully we've learned the lesson, but the Smoot-Hawley tariffs of 1930, which was on about 10,000 products, immediately all these countries around the world retaliated against us. Trade fell 60% in a year. 60%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what we got the Depression, mm-hmm. and we got fascism out of that. You know, so hopefully we've learned the law, and you can imagine how much more integrated the world is today than 1930.
Exactly.
So hopefully we've learned the trade wars. President Trump at one point in his tweet said, they're easy to win, and we're going to know. No, they're not easy to win, and we're not going to win. Both mm-hmm. sides lose.
Exactly. Well, we're hoping for a win-win proposition, and there needs
right.
And there is some room for compromise here, and hopefully we can find that sweet spot that is win-win for everybody. Jordan, what else around the bend are you seeing here?
If that happens, Bill, and mm-hmm. I agree with you, let's be optimistic, the market soars dramatically. It's mm-hmm. one of the most bullish, positive things you can make. Can you imagine how much more trade we could do with China if they open things up and
exactly.
were more fair?
And play fair, exactly. And quit ripping off our intellectual property and all that good stuff. And quit.
That would be huge.
Yes.
The market would go up 5,000 points or something like that
wow.
if that were to happen.
Wow.
And on the other hand, if we get into a tit-for-tat trade war, it could go down a lot. So we're kind of on the precipice going one way or the other. And I'm hoping to be optimistic like you. But that's why the market day-to-day is just so volatile. It's up 700 points, down 700 points.
Mm.
Is this going to happen? Is this not going to happen? It's just got people on the edge of their seats here.
Well, without a doubt.
Things very dramatic, Bill, I must say.
No, without a doubt. He's America's Money Answers, man. Jordan, how can the good folks be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from folks all the time, and I'm always glad to help them.
Well, Jordan, as always, appreciate the insight. Thank you, pal, for all the information.
All
take
right,
care.
Right.
You got it.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. you do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you, the things that you value, whether it's this country, your God, your Bible, your guns, the things that matter the most. This is the platform that is open to you in the most independent of ways, and we thank you for supporting it. I am Bill Martinez. Brian Maloney joins us now, co-founder of the Media Equality Project and editor-in-chief of MediaEqualizer.com. Brian, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good. It's snowing here. I think that's weird, but, you know.
Yeah, isn't that bizarre? I mean, what's going on with the calendar here? We're supposed to be in spring, and we got snow in springtime, huh? Yeah, I understand. Hey, Brian, I want to talk to you about a couple of topics. We spoke with Megan Barth, which I found out this morning is now co-chairing with you with the Media Equality Project and, you know, the hashtag Stand with Laura campaign. And I want you to tell everybody where they can go to stand with Laura, to stand for that which is reasonable, to stand for really what it ultimately comes down to, as I was talking with Megan earlier, is this is about standing with our Constitution. When we have boycotts like this that are taking place, where you've got a small group of people, again, the tail shaking the dog, putting pressure on sponsors, if the sponsors are not hearing a balanced overview, I mean, you know, and they respond to maybe 100 emails, and conservatives, reasonable-minded people in this country do not push back, then, you know, it's a small minority of people that have been weaponized and that are directing the trajectory of our free republic.
Well, that's exactly right. Part of the problem, though, is that the left is very well funded in these efforts, and the right is not. And that is the distinction. There are millions. The Media Matters for America has a budget of at least $15 million a year. Mm-hmm. And dozens of people working for them that are able, and they've been directly working with David Hogg on this and the other kids that have been involved in this. So they have a very sophisticated operation funded by George Soros and others on the left, and we don't have that on our end. Until we correct that, we will always be playing defense on our end.
Yes. But what we do have on our end is we have lots of people, and we need to mobilize these people to do that which is right. I mean, we saw this happen in the 2016 elections. Look at all the money that progressives spent to win the White House, and they lost miserably. And, of course, the fight continues. But, again, that's what we're saying, is that you've got to continue to fight the good fight here on behalf of your kids and your grandkids. And if you want a free America going forward, especially now when you look at the evidence, is that more and more people are thinking that socialism is the better alternative over capitalism. But this is because of the indoctrination and words that are being spewed out there by these young kids. I mean, after all, they are kids. And I'm saying, okay, where are the adults in the room? But meanwhile, regarding Laura Ingraham, is there needs to be a pushback, and we've got numbers. I mean, if you imagine if we, you know, if people just say, look, I'm going to dedicate 5 minutes, even just this week, give me 5 minutes, go to the website, participate and push back here. It's not going to take you more than 5 minutes' time to let your voice get heard. And you'd be surprised what we could do in pushing back against this kind of insanity, don't you think?
Well, absolutely, that's correct. And we are pushing back as hard as we can through our Stop the Scalpings group on Facebook. We have 108,000 members there, and we do have people calling, with people contacting the advertisers and pushing back. But we need your listeners to join us there as well at Stop the Scalping. We also have our website, MediaEqualizer.com. And I know people aren't that thrilled about Facebook at the moment, but, you know, that's the sandbox we're forced to play in for now until something better comes along that lots of people have joined. I know there's some alternatives to Facebook out there now, but they're still too small for us to utilize. So we're there at Stop the Scalpings. Please join right now because we have action items for everyone. Look, here's what's at stake. If Laura Ingraham is removed from Fox News over something that insignificant, over something that mundane, then it's over for Fox. I mean, because no one will ever be able to give an opinion of any kind. No one will ever be able to tweet anything or post an opinion or say anything that is even mildly controversial. And I don't think what Laura said about David Hogg was anything. I think that was absolutely nothing. I mean, of course he's whining. Of course he's out there being, and he's been ridiculous. So to me, the fact that 24 advertisers left Laura's show in the space of 36 hours shows how sophisticated the left is and how much catching up that we need to do immediately. So please join Stop the Scalping, and let's get our acts together here. We've got no time to lose.
Now, Megan had said hashtag stand with Laura, but you're saying it's Stop the Scalpings?
Well, Stop the Scalpings is our Facebook group.
Oh, okay. All right.
Stand with Laura is the hashtag. I know it's confusing. That's what we're using on Twitter and on Facebook. But we have a group on Facebook that we've had for the last year that we formed when Bill O'Reilly was fired, and we used to defend John Hannity against the attacks when he was a moment away from being fired last year. And he was saying goodbye on the air.
Right.
We set that group up, and the growth has been phenomenal there. We need your listeners there. That's where, that's home base for all of our activities, everything we're doing to fight back and defend Laura is Stop the Scalpings.
Yes. Okay. Great. Excellent. Well, let's talk also this weekend. There was a lot of conversation about the question, that threatening question on the census for the 2020 census, that's going to be a problem. Why don't reasonable people want to know who's in this country, legal or illegal? It's bothered me for a long time here, Brian, that these estimates of illegal people, I mean, they seem to have settled somewhere. I mean, it's like somebody put their finger up in the air and said, yeah, it feels like maybe 10 million, then maybe it's 11, 12. I mean, and then sometimes it gets up to 30, and, you know, but it seems to settle somewhere around 11 to 12 million illegals. And meanwhile, so much of our government is run, our numbers are being prejudiced here in much the same way that voting is being prejudiced. People's citizenship is being canceled as a result of not knowing who's here legally and who's not.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, it's funny because someone I saw posted to social media a copy of the jury questionnaire that they got for jury duty. And the first question is, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yeah, right.
So will the left push to remove that? All the circumstances where we're asked whether we're a U.S. citizen or not, I guess eventually they'll push to remove that from everything.
Mm.
And, you know, I mean, the fact is, I mean, I think, look, if you are disinclined to fill out the census form already because you're in this country illegally, that question isn't going to make any difference whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
If you're already concerned that ICE is going to show up at your door a week from now if you fill out that census form, I think that question doesn't have anything to do with it. So the left here, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to stem the bleeding and stop the bleeding in the blue states that people are migrating from. And, you know, I mean, the congressional districts are shifting towards Florida, Texas, you know, the Carolinas, and I mean, Arizona, the states that are growing. And I think they're trying to hang on to congressional districts in the blue states in the north. And I mean, that's a lost cause. That will never, I mean, look, you know, this has been in motion for a long time, and that's not going to change. They're not going to win this.
Mm-hmm. Well, if good people, you know, and I say good people, people who will still believe in the Constitution and patriots for the founding principles of this country, if they're not going to be engaged, I mean, this is the tough thing. For a long time, see, they sat back and did nothing, and then there was a hijacking of our government. This is why we are where we are today. And this is also why I'm encouraging our listeners, you know, get 5 minutes a week. You know, it's not like this is a new full-time job for you, but you need to do something to push back. Otherwise, we're going to lose this republic. I mean, according to a recent survey, already 52% of millennials prefer socialism over capitalism, and they don't even understand, in much the same way that the David Hogs and a lot of these kids are upset, and God only knows. I mean, really, only they know personally. They are the ones that experienced what happened when their school was shot up. And I give them that position. That is theirs. They own that. They've been there and experienced it. And so we can only imagine what they have gone through. But yet, what we need to have is that balance to where policy is enacted that is fair-minded, reasonable, and effective. Because so many things that are coming out of all these emotions, the question is, if we did enact that, would it have changed anything that happened on that Valentine's Day this year? And the consistent answer is no.
Well, one thing people need to understand, I mean, your point about taking 5 minutes out of your week is very well stated because, look, the left, you know, our side, we take holidays, you know, we have Easter, we celebrate that. We're out working full-time jobs, we have kids to raise. Leftists don't have any of that, and they don't do any of that. They are eating, breathing, sleeping left-wing activism 24/7. They never stop. They're absolutely relentless. So we have got to step up what we're doing. We have to step up our activism now. Otherwise, you're absolutely right. We lose to them, and we have socialism, and we have, I mean, they are absolutely opposed to free speech of any kind, as you've seen, even mundane comments of, And if we don't change our own mindset, then we have no hope for saving this country as a whole.
There it is. Stop the Scalpings is where you want to go. That's the Facebook page. Brian Maloney has been with us, editor-in-chief of MediaEqualizer.com. Brian, all the best to you. Thank you so much. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Take care.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown and small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people.